plus that, plus that, plus that. Ah, all I have is what? $20. That is cubic calculator. Or Japanese calculator. It's, or the one on your phone. You know, most of us, our phones or our tablet or our device, it's got a calculator now. There is a life for the air. The Bible says that we should renew our minds. Romans 12 verse 2. The Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, to the way that this world think. We've already established that Jesus didn't come for you just to save you, just to forgive you. You are forgiven. Then what? You are saved. Then what? You are redeemed. Then what? Some Christians they've specialized in thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. They've specialized in that. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. If you don't do any of those things, then you're a Christian. Jesus didn't die just for all those things. There is more in God. There is more in God. There's got to be more in God. Actually, there is more in God. Because there are Muslims who don't do all these things that some Christians think that is the Christian life. There are Buddhists who don't do all these things, who discipline themselves. So I should ask you a question. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. It's not religion, it's a life. That's why the Bible says, Romans 12, 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It says, then, NIV, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. You have to learn to put God's word to work by yourself. I read from somewhere this in the day of doing week, walking with God is a step at a time. You have to learn what it means to be an heir of Abraham. You have to be taught. Why? Because it doesn't follow the pattern of this world. You can't learn the Christian walk from this world. You can't learn the Christian way of living from the economy of this world. You can't learn what God has to say about your finances from what the bank says, from what your accountant says. You can't. That's what the Bible says. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Zion, where we are, where Abraham looked forward to, it has a different economy. It has a different atmosphere. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 10. I read this to us for those of us who were here on Wednesday. I want to show us what the economy of Zion looks like. Hallelujah. Are you there? Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 10. Carefully follow. You should read this from the Bible for yourself. When we read it on Wednesdays. People were like, losing my Bible? That's why I need you to read it too. Now, from verse 10. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers. Remember, he's not talking about the old covenant. He's talking about Abraham. And the Bible says, if you are what? If you are Abraham, if you are Christ, then ye are. What does it mean to be a Jew? It's important to know who you are. Let's continue. Some of you have already read it. I can see smiles on people's faces. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, with great and goodly cities which you did not build. That blows. That blows your thinking. Great and goodly cities. He didn't say cities. Great and goodly. When God speaks, listen to every word that he utters, because he doesn't just talk. The Bible says God promised to give great and goodly cities. Not just great and goodly. You did not build them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So who built them? We'll get there. Verse 11. And houses full of all good things which you did not fill.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Praise
you want to know what Jesus did for you? Don't assume. See God's word. This is why Jesus died. Regarding your finances, this is why Jesus died. We're talking about finances today because God has told us it is a month of glorious and increase. So we don't always talk about money. This month, it's about fortune and increase. That's what God's Spirit is saying to us. Look at it again. And houses. He didn't say house. Do you see the way God thinks about you? Do you see how God thinks? When you wake up in the morning and you say, Father, give me this, do you see what he says about you? Say, houses full of good things which you did not build.
Hey.
And cisterns hewn out of which you did not hew, and vineyard and olive trees which you did not plant. You don't need to go to the front bank. You don't need to go to Matate. Everything sorted. Hey! Hallelujah! Places they didn't build. Who talks like that? Who talks like that? That's your daddy. That's my daddy. That's my father. The cities, says great and goodly cities. Cities that are great, with no crime, with no issues. It's in the Bible, right? Is that what you read in the Bible? Let's be sure that Pastor Sean didn't, you know, design things up. I say that the economy of Zion is different from the world. As a child of God, as an heir, until you renew your thinking and see this way, which is God's will for you. The Japanese calculator will always be the master. It will always be the master. 1 + 1 will always equals to 2. It will always equals to 2. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 8. See, God was able to share these things with them after he had introduced them to himself. God was telling the children of Israel here, after he had given them the Ten Commandments, after he had cut the old covenant with them, he's introduced himself to them, but he's telling them it's not because of the covenant. It's because of Abraham. So this has got nothing to do with thou shalt not, 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 thou shalt not. God is telling them, before you were born, before you decide to do good or evil, I have promised your father. Do you know what that means? righteousness consciousness. Righteousness consciousness. Being aware of who you are. You know, sometimes Christians can be so sin conscious. You know, Pastor tells us that sin is not the problem. God has dealt with sin. What God doesn't like is the weight of sin on his children. Sin, the consciousness of it, slows people down. It makes it difficult for them to possess, to take advantage, to lambano, to grab what God has given them. This place was telling them, as long as you stick to my word, this is what I promised your father. You stick to the word. That's what Pastor Chris always says. Don't stop saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Hallelujah. Are you there? Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 7. When God repeats himself twice, you should take notes. If he says it once, it's enough. But if he says it twice, oh my goodness. The Bible says, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig tree and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you shall eat food without shortage, and lack nothing in it. Are you in that land? Are you there? Some people are still, they're still running. I will get there somehow. I will get, you know, they're still. The Bible says not of works. Not of works. It's the grace of God.
Amen.
Grace is a gift. It's given you. Accept it. The Bible says, and a land, verse 9, a land in which you shall eat food without shortage and lack nothing in it. A land whose stones and iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall say, Kabayaba. Hallelujah. Have you been at that stage? You know, you've just had a big high. And there were no words. You turn and your tummy, Kabayaba. That's what the Bible says. I'm not making it up. I'm just saying it in 21st century language. The Bible says, when you have eaten and have food, then you shall bless the Lord your God for all the good land which he has given you. God was concerned about supernatural provision and supply.
Amen.
He's talking about supernatural provision and supply. Amen. Here. What do you think? Cities you didn't build, filled houses that you didn't fill. He's talking about supernatural provision and supply. Supernatural provision and supply.
Amen.
You know, one of our pastors, you know, was sharing a message along this line about, you know, don't always just go for money. Because money is not currency. You read it. It's talking about that. Because money can't buy anything. But grace can get anything.
Amen.
Faith can get anything.
Amen.
You know what is important? The Bible says, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for all the good land which he has given to you. You know, if you're jobless, or if you are in a whatever situation that you are, get a job with your faith and expand on the job. It's not about sitting down and saying, God, supernatural supply, supernatural this. You've got to do God's word. You've got to act. You've got to do something. Hallelujah. I mean, there are testimonies amongst us. testimony and bounds about walking with God and experiencing these things. It's a mindset. You know what a mindset is? Mindset is more than the way you think. Mindset is what makes you think the way you think. I used to think mindset is the way you think. It's more than that. Do you know that I can smile at someone now and the person will be like, what's your problem? It's a mindset. Something made that person think something must be wrong for me to be smiling at him or her. That's what God wants to change. You know, I bring money out and I say, take. And the person is like, you know, the person is going back like, Mindset. Mindset that this cannot be. He's already thinking something is wrong. He's already thinking it cannot be that simple. Or she's already thinking it cannot be this easy. Why does it have to be hard? Hello? Have you ever asked yourself before? Why does it have to be hard? Oh, okay, I remember. Most of us were told by our parents, you have to work hard. As you lay your bed, you rely on it. Life is not a bed of roses. How many of you were told that? And I was in Canada a few weeks ago, and the pastor was asking. You know, he was saying that most of you, some of us, while going to school, we go to our daddy, usually it's the daddies. Say, daddy, I need this, I need that. And the daddy will say that, do you think I have a tree in my backyard that grows money? See, everybody's laughing, and we're not from the same country. Somehow, and the pastor asked the question, who taught all the daddies these things? It's the same in Korea, it's the same in Nigeria, it's the same in Zimbabwe, it's the same, who taught them these things? Have you ever wondered? Do I have a tree in my that is growing money? And the pastor responds that I have a tree of life. Hallelujah. Why does it have to be hard? Why did Jesus die? We work hard not to have. We work hard to impact this world with the quality of our personality. That's why I work hard. Impacting the world with the quality of my person. And that's what, you know, that's what Pastor taught us success is. When you can impact this world with the quality of your person. When you can impact this world with all that God has blessed you with. I go to work, I work myself, I work, I give my best, contribute my best. It's got nothing to do with my bank account. It's a mindset. But what did the Bible say? You change your pattern of thinking. Find out what God has said and begin to train yourself. You have to train yourself because your daddy, some of us, we spent 20-something years, 30-something years, listening to that same man. Teaching us it is difficult, it is hard. It's not just going to disappear from your thinking. You think it will just, because now that you're born again, you stop thinking. No, you have to train yourself. Daddy said what God said. Daddy, you renew your mind. The Bible says, God says it will take you into goodly and large cities, which you did not build.
Amen.
It's not a metaphor. Some people will be like, no, God is not actually saying that. No, don't defend God. He's big enough.
Amen.
I love it when pastor says that. Don't defend God. He doesn't need you to defend him. He's big enough. God is not intimidated by anybody's questions. You trust him. You trust his word.
Hallelujah. Oh, what's the time? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Oh, hallelujah. My heart indicts a good matter. My tongue is like the pen of a radio writer. Are you there? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. We're reading from the same Bible. Okay, let me go to Isaiah 1:19. The Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall. Right. That's all right, isn't it? That's fair enough. If you're willing and obedient, you eat the fruit of the land. Okay. Let's see what the Bible says. If you will only let me help you. If you will only obey, then I will make you rich. It's your Bible. If you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich. Is it talking about, some people say it's talking about riches towards righteousness. Riches towards, that's not what it's talking about. Brother, sister, that's not what it's talking about, money here. This month, the theme scripture has been Psalm 126. The Bible says, when the Lord turned back the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then our heart was filled with singing. Wherefore the nation says, the Lord has blessed us. The Lord has blessed us. God's intention, see, everyone, are we together? God has said concerning you, I will take you into goodly and great cities,
amen,
which you did not build.
Amen.
And he says, Sasa, he says, I will take you to houses that are filled with things you did not feel. Things you didn't buy. What were his requirements? Because he had a requirement. When you study that book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, you will see he was talking about the word in your heart, the word in your mouth, the word in your eyes. Someone says, is that it? Yes, that is it. It's important that the way I think is the way God thinks. It is possible. It is possible as I study God's word humbly, as I study God's word with humility, with meekness, accepting it for what it says. Hallelujah. And one of the things that the Spirit of God told us this month, because we emphasize so much on, let's go to that book of Psalm 126. You know, God, I said it's a month of glorious fortunes and increase. And then the instruction came. It says, so this month. I thought if you say it's my month of glorious fortunes and increase, then I should just sit down there and everything will be flowing. I love God. He's not ambiguous. He's always saying it straight. Are we there? Psalm 126, verse 6. This month, I am going to sow again. Like I said, I'm ready. I came prepared. My girls, my wife, we came prepared. Because we are responding to God's word. Amen. Psalm 126, verse 6, the Bible says, he who goes out crying as he carries his bag of seed. Did you see that? He who goes out crying as he carries his bag of seed will return with songs of joy as he brings much grain with him. Hallelujah. The Bible says in King James, the Bible says, he who goes bearing precious seed. Precious seed. Precious seed. This translation lets us know that this person's got his or her seed and is crying. You know why? Because it's precious. Again, God is not ambiguous. A seed that you're given, that you're crying. Lots of examples. One day, as a much younger person, you know, one of my older brothers, you know, he had two cars. He said, "Oh, Sean, can you jump into the other one? Well, let's go to church." You know, we drove to church. This guy wasn't even speaking; he was just speaking in tongues. I was wondering, what's going on here? I was still it was a nice Toyota Celica, white with all, you know, very nice. Very nice. We go to church, and it was time for offering. "Sean, keys." I said, "What? It's offering time." He said, "Yes, keys." Took the car that he brought to church, and the one that I drove to church, the two keys in the offering envelope. He was taking it. The guy was shaking. Why? Why was he shaking? What is he going to drive home? What is he going to drive to work on Monday? What is he going to tell his boss when he's late? "I'm not asking for your car. Please come out of my example and pay attention to me. I'm not asking for a car. I'm giving you an example of a precious seed." Because the Bible says here, he goes out crying, carrying his bag of seed. This was not, I look inside my car, "Oh, I've got $2. You know, some of us are like that. You know, you look inside the glove compartment, you search very well, you bring the 5 cents, 10 cents, $5, or you go to your wardrobe. "I forgot to buy something." You know, you check in the pocket. That is not a precious seed. Guys, God has called us to a life that is different from this world. But don't play church. Don't play church. Live the life. The Bible says, he who goes bearing precious seed, crying, several times. In this country, my wife and I, we've done it. And we're still doing it. And we're doing something like that today. You know, it is, often people come to me and they say, "Pastor Sean, what did you study?" Because they look at you and they're like, I want to be like you. I keep telling them, it's got nothing to do with what I study. Because I know people that are more qualified than myself. I know people that are more qualified than myself. I know people with more years of experience. People who, you know, probably they went to, you know, Otago University, and I went to Adoekita University. Nobody knows where that is. And they went to AU, Auckland University. Some of them even went to UCLA. They went to Harvard, they went to Yale, they went to... It's not about that. The Bible says, he who comes bearing precious seed. See, when God speaks,
It's important that you respond to him in the manner with which he speaks. Otherwise, you're playing church. Otherwise, you're playing church, and you would join the party. You know those Christians that always say the faith thing doesn't work. It doesn't, because they never put their heart into it. They never put their heart into it. They listen to pastor talk on Sunday. The moment they walk out, they forgot. They say, if God wants me to remember, then I'll remember. See, if your boss tells you something, he says, Ezekiah, I want you to do this for me by tomorrow morning, do you expect him to remind you again? But when God talks to people, people say, if he wants me to remember, then he will remember me. It's such a rude way that people relate with God. Things you can't do with your earthly bosses. Things you can't do even with your earthly friends. The Bible says, he who comes. See, I'm speaking this part of the message so that whatever it is you come with, you are wrapping it with your faith. Because it's important that you're wrapping it with your faith. Whether daddy gave you, whether mommy gave you, is not the issue. You're wrapping it with your faith. You're wrapping it with your faith. There was a guy. He was at church. He was hearing a message like that. And in all his life, all he had was a pencil. All he had was a pencil. He was at church that day. And he took his pencil and he put it in the offering bag. Precious seed. On Sunday, I was telling us, when you give to God, he's not looking at what you give. What is he looking at? What is left. Looking at what is left. Because see, to take the life that God has given us, to superimpose it on this realm, you must do something. Do you understand what I mean? For you to live the kingdom life here on earth, you must do something, because it's not natural. Because it's not natural. 7 years ago, you know, after we got our house, and I went to this bank and I said, hey, we'd like to step it up a notch. And the guy looks at our combined income and he says, oh, after reviewing you guys' income, you're unable to do this. I was so upset. I was so upset with the guy. But I was also smart. I said that, okay, if you guys are not going to do it for us, that's fine. But I'm going to grow. I'm going to become bigger, and I'm going to leave the bank. You know, when you grow, bank sends letter to you to come, and they'll start asking you, get this credit card, get that loan, because they've seen that you have money in your account. That was 7 years ago. And we've gone way past that now. They looked at you and said, the two of us there, and they add your income together, then you can, okay, no problem. But I have God's word in me. Amen. I knew, okay, people can look at me. Realistically, maybe my financial ability indeed wasn't at the level that they required. Well, it's not now I could just go down and be depressed and no. I said, okay. I said, baby, we're gonna grow bigger. Amen. We're gonna grow. Because God's word, the Bible says the word of God is living and active. It is living and active. It means it just doesn't sit down there. It's a seed when planted and watered. It grows to be great. It grows to be great. It grows to be great. What are you thinking? Cities. Goodly and great cities. Which I did not build. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? What is God showing you? Or what are you letting God show you?
The Bible says he who comes bearing precious seed, crying as he carries bag of seed. The Bible says he will return, doubtless. The other Sunday I said, this is the only place that I've seen where the Bible says, doubtless, after you've done something. Why? Because he has placed his all on the altar. Pastor Chris has got a message like that. You're all on the altar. You're all on the altar. That was the same thing. So this principle that I'm talking to you about is not something someone made up. Abraham did that. Abraham wanted a son. He hassled God so much until God gave him that son. Son. And you know what God did? God said, that son, I want you to give him to me. Ha! Precious seed. Precious seed. Precious seed. That thing that, you know, some of us, if you're like me, you know, you have this special dress or special clothes for that special location. If anybody touches in your house, they're in trouble. Don't ruffle it. Don't, you know, it's special. It's for special occasion. It's been for special occasion for years. It's still there. Again, I'm not asking for your special clothes. I can't wait. But perhaps what you have in your hand that you're holding on tightly to is what is preventing your ability to receive what you're crying for. You know, some people are like that. They're so stubborn, they don't even know it. Their hand is like this, but then they keep asking, give me, give me, give me, give me. But their hands are like this. Do you know what I mean by this? You know, it's closed fisted. But they are like, please give me. Please give me. Please give me. And they're crying, but their hands are like this. How can they receive? Hey? How can you receive? For you to be able to get paid by your employee or your employer, they ask for what? IRD and bank account. If you like, you can work for years. If you don't give them those things, no work, no pay. Is that true? I believe we're all in the same country. Yeah. If you don't give them those two things, you are just a volunteer. And you know, such people could be so upset. They're upset at the boss. They criticize the boss. Everybody thinks the boss is the one that has the problem because they have a louder voice than the boss. Meanwhile, he or she hasn't provided the IRD number and the account number. Whose fault is it? The Bible says, he who comes bearing precious seed. Is your seed precious? Is your seed precious? Is your seed precious? Hallelujah. The Living Translation says, those who sow tears. They didn't even say when. Those who sow tears. Those who sow tears, say, shall reap joy. Those who sow tears, shall reap joy. Those who sow tears, they shall reap joy. Those who sow tears, they shall reap joy. See, at every stage that you are, this has got nothing to do with I'm a millionaire now, I'm a big. No, 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 no. The higher you go, the more God requires from you.
Yes.
Because God wants to empty you. Because he wants to fill you.
Amen.
And for him to fill you, he must empty you.
Yes.
That's why it's possible for a Christian to do so well. Everybody looks at him or her. Doing very well. Oh man, I like to be like brother that. I like to be like sister that. Making tremendous progress. But then this person grows so big. You know, he or she's got billions now. They come to church. They look at the church. Oh, they're the biggest financially in the church, so they look at everybody else. I'll just give. Okay. There are people like that. I'll just give $20. You know, I know people who say their tithe is too big for church. I know because they look at the pastor. The pastor is not 40 years old. But they look at the pastor, he has no gray hair. Or they look at the pastor, he doesn't have a job. They say, my tithe to that church. And they don't know that God is working. The one that brought the wealth also has the power to. Because there's a principle. There's a life to live for a Christian. You work, you get paid. That's a principle. You work, that's a principle. You're not working because you love your boss. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. People are working because of the payday. So don't kid yourself about this. It's a principle. You know if you don't work, you will not have money. You know it. I don't need to preach that to you. It's the way the system works. Even the Bible says the end that doesn't work. What did it say? No food. And the Bible says the man that can't provide for his house, he says what is worse than what? An infidel. So God has opinions about that. That's not what we're talking about. God has plans for you. God has plans for you. I bring God's word to you because I say this. I believe in God's future for you. I can tell the young people, go and get the best education. But I don't need to tell you that. You can hear that anywhere. That doesn't guarantee anything. That only guarantees that you will have a certificate. Is that what you want? You know, there are some people like that, Jeff. There are some people like that. Oh, I'm a Harvard graduate. I went to AU. You went to Unitech. What's your problem? They don't have a job. The one that went to Unitech is their manager. It's got nothing to do with. It's got nothing to do with those things. And usually, you see, poverty. The Bible says God resists the proud.
Yes.
The poor people, they're the proudest people. You'll be shocked. I'm talking about pride from God's point of view. I'm not talking about I'm bigger than you. A proud person cannot see what God is saying about him or her. God says, give. He says, I can't give. I don't have anything. Is God dumb? Is he blind? Didn't he know your position? That's what he said, I think. God comes to me and says, Sean, gives $500. And I'm like, oh, hey. But God called Abraham, knowing he wants a son. God didn't say, I will give you a son. God says, Abraham, I have made you father of many nations. God addressed his situation and now demands an offering. Life is spiritual. It's a month of glorious fortunes and increase. Hallelujah. As the Bible says, he that watered, he himself is being watered. As I am sharing with you, I myself, I am getting so stirred up. Because it's got to count. My sins has got to count. It's got to count. My life has got to, my life's got to count for something. In this land, I am for signs and wonders.
Amen.
That's what God says. I am for signs and wonders. He says, sit goodly in great cities
that I didn't build? What makes cities? People. God is saying, I won't just give you structures, I will give you people.
Hallelujah.
You should check the definition of cities. It includes people. City is not just buildings. In other words, the help that I require, the assistance that I require, the connection that I require. Hallelujah. I remember my first roommate in this country. He was a nice cute guy. He just moved back to New Zealand himself after 4 years overseas or something like that. And this guy just liked me. He takes me out. He makes sure that I'm fine. He takes care of anybody that gives me a hard time, literally. For a long time, I thought it was an angel. As a result of my relationship with this guy, one day someone called me up and I was looking for a job. Said, Sean, are you looking for a job? Say, he called the person, they said, I heard you are this guy's friend. If you want a job, the job is yours. Connection, people. People. A roommate. I was barely 2 weeks old in New Zealand when I met this guy. I didn't meet him at a bar or on the street. He walked into my house. He became my roommate. God ensured that we shared close contact. Goodly and great cities that you did not build. Connections. Help. This is not just about money. People say, I've been sowing. Where is the money? God gives you connection. God gives you favor. God gives you favor. Hallelujah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
When we hear words like this, we've got to take action. Because the blessing is in the action. Hallelujah. Those who sow tears reap joy. Yes, they go out weeping, carrying seeds for sowing, and they return singing, carrying their sheaves. You know, when you sow, the time that you sow is also the time for rejoicing. Very interesting when you walk with God. God says, when you give me your all, worship me. It sounds mean, doesn't it? It sounds mean, like you've taken everything that you want from me, and now you're asking me to say thank you. You should say thank you to me, isn't it? If you give me something, I should be able to say thank you. God says, no, when you sow your seed, worship me, thank me. Why? Because it is in your sowing that your harvest is. That's what the Bible says here. Yes, they go out weeping, carrying seed for sowing, and return singing, carrying their sheaves. They sow, they reap. So they understood the principle. They know the moment God asked me to sow, there's the harvest. That is why it is a month of glorious fortune and increase. Hallelujah. As you prepare your seed today, three things I want us to keep having in our minds. You bring out your envelope, write on it the month, your name and the month of September. And I want to give you these three things. When you do that, here is what God says to you. Number one, because you have to meditate on this and say it regularly. Number one, my wealth is coming to me by free course.
My wealth is coming to me by free course. That means it is supernatural, unstoppable. You know, if you're due for promotion, your boss can stop it. You know, it's possible. You can be due. The HR records can show that you are due for promotion. But they'll be like, oh, if you promote this lady or this guy, who's going to do that job? We'll do it next year. They can do that. So when we say your wealth is coming by free course, it means it's coming supernaturally. No man can stop it. Number two, which is tied to number one, my wealth is coming, or my wealth comes unhindered. It comes unhindered. This is your confession. This is your confession. Number three, my wealth comes triumphantly because angels are bringing it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And God says to you, supernatural provision is possible. Supernatural provision is possible. If you keep your mind, if you keep your tongue, if you keep your eyes, if you keep your mind on God's word, supernatural provision. Hallelujah. 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 Let's begin to speak in tongues right now. Can we have the offering back, please?